And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has that.
I know, but everybody's sipping.
And we got that fixed. Hey, welcome everybody to another exciting edition of Ask Miss Z Sports TFZ's After Dark Radio. Yes, where anything can happen, you can tell right there. No, this is not all about sex, sex, and more sex. That's tomorrow night. Right here is the G-rated version of Ask Miss Z Sports. I'm your host, the man himself, James Acevedo. You can call into the show with your comments and questions at 646-216-8041, 646-716. 8041, and without further ado, almost messed up that word, I will now bring in the one and only CEO of Z After Dark Radio and her adult, you know, pleasure products and all that, is the one and only Zita Toy Lady. Hello, and we are dying in this community. It's nationwide, I think. Yes.
Okay, the intro was my mess up. Don't ask me how I messed
that.
What's up, everybody?
I corrected, though, on the fly. So I made sure I found the song, the right correct song for this show. I didn't want people to get confused because this is a G-rated show. I didn't want people to put hands over their children's ears just in case. And no. That's in G-Sports. Don't worry.
No, we're still G-rated.
G-rated. Right now. Until tomorrow night.
This is the one show where we
the only show.
Do keep it G-rated. This is the only one that we actually keep it G-rated.
And by the way, not to pat ourselves on the back, but I think we do a pretty good job. It shows how professional we are. We could turn it on and off whenever we want to, basically.
Because as we know, Howard Stern never turns it off.
No.
Just saying.
Always find a loophole.
He left mainstream radio and went to Sirius because the FCC doesn't regulate. And for those who don't know what I'm talking about, if you've never heard Howard Stern, and I love Howard Stern. I love him because you never know what's going to come out of his mouth. And the fact that he's on America's Got Talent or whatever that show
is. He's not in it no more.
But when he was on there,
he got
the G-rated on there, you know. So this is a
thank you, see?
Very talented man.
That, so that proves the point.
You know, to the whole thing is that Howard Stern is a multimillionaire.
Yeah.
Who started out as a simple radio DJ on a local radio station, and then, you know, he started getting a following because of the way he talked.
By the way, do you remember that he was actually in Detroit radio way back in the early 80s? He was on WWWW. That was the actual, it was W4 in Detroit. I don't know if that, I remember, I just know about his whole history because that's like my radio idol, one of my radio idols. So I know about his whole
Well, I don't
history.
Remember him being here in Detroit, but let's get something clear. I really don't listen to talk radio. And I'm going to be very honest. Even though I do talk radio, I don't listen to talk radio. And I will tell you why I don't listen to talk radio. Because Dr. Ruth scared me.
You know.
And anybody who knows who she is, she scared me. I mean, she scarred me. And she scarred me for life because I never knew that.
Yeah.
Okay, this is G-rated. Let's get back to the thing.
You can do it the right way. Come on.
Prince Fielder has retired from baseball. Now, I have my own opinions about this.
You put an audible on the line, huh?
And
I'm gonna
say something.
Go ahead. Speak in your seriousness. Go ahead, and I'll speak after
the
you.
The fact that Prince Fielder, even in retirement, is going to make more money than I will ever probably see in my lifetime sucks. The fact that the Detroit Tigers have to pay him $24 million, even though he hasn't stayed here in like three or four seasons because of his the trade when we got rid of him.
Yeah,
on his
contract,
you know. So those thick freaking tears that he did with his children. Now, unlike his dad, who was a very great player, Cecil Fielder, who actually played for the Tigers.
Yes.
And was a true player.
Yes, once.
And
20 years ago with the Yankees. Thank you. Go ahead.
You know, so Prince Fielder has had too many really public problems. And
yeah,
I'm going to make this comment.
Go ahead.
Because this is G-rated, but it's also probably
it's
probably what some of you people don't want to hear. I got to say it because if I don't say it, I won't be true to being mean. But Fielder's downfall is white women. And the reason why I say that, because for him to grow up in the Motor City, that wasn't his high school sweetheart that he married, all right? That was some random. This chick divorced him after he got the contract with Detroit, and since then
that's
he
right,
ain't been
that.
Crap. And
that's
I'm sorry, but let's keep it real. Real sisters. I'm talking about black women. Now, our men get away with murder. Literally get away with murder. We will go visit you in the joint. We will put money on your commissary. We will let you go do things for people that we don't particularly like. We will have your back. A prime example of a sister that keeps a man's back is Cookie Johnson. Now, as my man, you know, that is the epitome. This man went and contracted AIDS, or HIV positive. You know, either way, he contracted this because of the things he was doing when he wasn't around her.
Yeah, he was womanizing like crazy. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And she stuck with him.
Black
woman stick with her man. White woman, I got the money. I'm running. Happened to Dennis Rodman. I'm sorry. Black man, you need to realize your downfall when you get money is white woman. Your downfall ain't us because you know what? We stick by you because, see, we'd rather have you than your money. Every now and then you get a money-grubbing sister, but overall, you don't see too many of us divorcing y'all who got money.
You know,
I'm just saying.
Can I say this as a person who has big-time experience with black women for a very long time, besides my current girlfriend for a very long time, you are absolutely correct. Especially when she's put up with my, you know, stuff as far as me pursuing my, you know, my radio career, knowing that I'm sacrificing time that we could have together to do what I want to do, and she has my back. Matter of fact, she reminded me again last night. But what I love about that, see, and this is just truthful. This is not racist. This is racial, but it's not racist. What I love about black women, a true black woman, is Ms. V is absolutely correct. They do. They have your back big time. Big time. They give you every opportunity. And when I tell you every opportunity, it's like, oh, my God, they're like angels in a sense. To, you know, you would think like one mess up. Perfect example of what you just said. You know, you mess up one little time, a different woman, you know, gone. 2 seconds. You know what I'm saying? Now, my only thing with Magic Johnson is if Magic Johnson was Magic Johnson the janitor, would Cookie still be there? I don't know.
You know what? I think she would because we put up with a lot. Like I said,
as a black woman,
you know what?
No, you do.
You will go out there and mess around. Well, even though a prime example is, okay, here's another prime example. I don't know if anybody watched news, but black man passed away a couple of weeks ago, and there's two obituaries in the paper. This is gone national. Because the wife and the girlfriend could not agree upon what to write. They both knew that the obituary is going to be in there. Apparently, they were cool with each other because they knew about each other. And the funeral home even said they knew about it. But this tells you what a black woman would deal with, because man is dead. And she's out fighting with his girlfriend. Apparently, the girlfriend didn't all of a sudden come out the woodwork. You know, maybe, you know, we don't know the nature of that situation. This is a G-rated show. But what I'm saying is that to even put up with that, even in death. And that she could say, listen, you are nobody. You know, this is my husband. You can't do this. You know, boom. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So even in death, we stick by you.
You know what's the perfect also example of that, although a little different? Anybody remembered, I think his name was Frankie Valli. You know,
yeah.
I think it's Frankie Valli. You know,
had four women in court fighting over him after he died. And each
they
one of them said,
no,
I'm the real one. All of them thought they was married to him. All of them. So
they did
another
not
example
know
of black.
Until the day of his death. They did not know that this was happening until the funeral. That, wait a minute, you are who? Four of them. Not one.
Another example of black women sticking
yeah,
by
their
man.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, they're very, very, a real, let me rephrase that, a real black woman. You know what I'm saying. I'm not talking about just color. You know what I'm saying. Very strong spirit.
I know.
You know what I'm talking
about. So, Frank Solder, your downfall is the vanilla shakes that you've been messing with. You've got two beautiful sons. I'm not knocking your children. What I am knocking is your choice in women. Because I truly feel that you would not have left Detroit if you were married to a black woman. I think that you would still be here, or you would be on your way out now. But see, white women know how to mess your head up so bad, we had to get rid of you. Just look, Dennis Rodman. White woman messed up his head so bad he had to leave. You notice these black men, and not all white women, so I want white women, I don't want y'all to say that I'm hating on you. But a lot of you, especially when you come for nothing, y'all use black men as a get up in the name pro sports. You know, you coming up to something. You know, and it's sad, but my feelings about this is that I wish no one injuries. Let's get this clear. I don't wish people injuries. But what I will say is that black men, start waking up. Start wake up. I want the black man to wake up and understand this. If you quit dealing with the white women, you know, find your high school sweetheart. As much as I can't stand that person in Cleveland, name not mentioned, he's married to a black woman, high school sweetheart. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. Y'all know who that is if you're a long time fan of Ms. G. And of course, me too. You do not see
you know, but he's married to a black woman, high school sweetheart. Mm-hmm. High school sweetheart, okay, another woman. She's mixed or whatever, high school sweetheart. Mm-hmm. Kobe Bryant's wife. You know, she gets a whole lot every time he makes her man, but
I thought she's Spanish.
They went to high
school. She's Spanish. But she's Spanish.
Right.
Right? Yeah.
But again,
so it's the same thing, in a way.
I was going to say the same, you know.
I mean, excuse me, same thing. Yeah, we know what I'm talking about. True.
So, Vanessa Bryant, another example. But they went to high school together.
How about this? Well, this is a little different example because the only reason she knew this person because he got famous, Robin Givens, Mike Tyson. A little different situation.
And you know what? Robin Givens is the example of what we don't really want to talk about in black women. But Robin Givens actually already had her own career. But in Mike Tyson's case, you know, he was uneducated. I'm not even going to say he was stupid because when you listen to him now, you could tell that, you know, he's really gotten into his education and everything.
Yeah.
Though he's not walking around
yeah.
with a PhD. But he was young,
no.
and I will say that Robin Givens and her mother played on that because he was a multimillionaire.
Yeah,
her and her mother played on that. And Robin Givens, you know what? You know it. I know it. I ain't going to sit here and try to sugarcoat it. But with that, they played on his lack of intelligence. And that's what they did with him.
I agree. I still remember that Baba Walker special to this day.
And let's get something clear. Let's get something real clear. Real clear. Mike Tyson is still a black woman.
Mm-hmm. True.
Okay?
That's true. That's true. That's true.
And he got a good woman because, you know, the IRS came and took everything he had. That's why, I don't know if people watch, but, and this is sports related, he goes around and does that stand-up show that he does. It's not comedy.
Yeah, the one-man show.
And he does it to help pay back the IRS. You know, and that's why he does these cameos in these different movies to help pay back the IRS. I think he's supposed to pay them off.
And the cartoon.
Yeah. But, yeah, you know, the things he's doing to pay back the IRS.
Yeah.
And his woman is right there with him.
Let me. I'm just going off the road just for a second, okay? Because, I mean, this is a man that was born in my borough, Brooklyn, Mike Tyson. I'm a huge Mike Tyson fan. And around the time when he got very famous, he started to lose his edge. And then when he got rid of his trainer, who was the only one on, I forgot his name, but you know who I'm talking about. He was a bald-headed white dude.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
Right?
Yeah.
But he cared about Tyson. He wasn't those hanger-ons like the other people he had on later. When he let him go, and I apologize if I'm not remembering his name because he's a well-known boxing trainer at the time. He still is in the boxing world. I mean, he will tell you.
He really lost his edge more so when his sister passed away. That's when he really lost it. When his sister passed away, and when I say for anybody who don't know what we're saying, we're not saying that he couldn't fight no more. But when his sister passed away, his sister was his mother to him.
Yeah,
and when she passed away, when she passed away, other people were able to influence him because she was that person who, you know, kept people away from him. And even though he had his trainer couldn't be with him like she was. You know, because family is family, and family will keep people away from you if they see they bad. You know, and Dominican Sue is an example of a person who is, I don't like the way he left Detroit, but his sister is his business manager. She keeps certain elements away from him. She can't stop him from speeding and hitting trees and stuff. But, you know, that's his doing. It's not people sucking money out of him.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I had to put it out there. You know, you can't stop him from speeding and hitting trees. And this is a young man who I don't think drinks. I'm being honest, I don't think he drinks. You know, so I'm going to put this out here. I'm almost positive that he does not drink. But he does have a lead foot. I have a lead foot also, so I can relate to the differences. I don't go hit things with my lead foot, and I don't have $500,000 to $600,000 cars I drive. But when you keep people around you that you truly trust, that truly do have your best interest at heart, you seem to do better. It's when you get people who see you as a meal ticket or whatever that the problem comes in.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's right.
This is a conversation that me and my mother were having earlier, and I know we're supposed to be talking about sports, but this is kind of sports related.
Okay.
I was, you know, I'm a 60s baby. So we were talking about how you really cannot trust white people. And an example of not being able to trust white people, have you noticed that white people will stab their own mother in the back? They'll sell their mama for a pack of cigarettes, you know. But we were talking about how things go on and how they're talking about how black people don't stick together. And, you know, we had a history talk. We had a really big history talk about we are the only culture that will blatantly go and marry outside of our culture with no problem. We don't have the values that other cultures have because when we were brought here, and remember, we are the only group of people that were brought here by force. We were not chosen. We're not immigrants. We were brought here. Mm-hmm. We were sold by our own people, but the difference, what our people didn't know when they sold us, you know, you're talking about different dialects from different tribes being sold to people to be taken to another country. And then black men were used as studs.
Readers.
That was their purpose. You know, and that's why black men, when they say they have no family values, how can you have family values when for over 200 years you have been used as a breeder to make children and go, make children and go, make children and go? Our men were sold and taken away. You had a few that were, you know, tried to stay with their families. At the end of the day, the family values were not instilled, and now all of a sudden you want to hear white people say, oh, black people don't have no family values. Really? You think? Well, let's see, what was the last time you got snatched up out of your house and was told, go do this woman and make babies with her? This your new wife. This your new husband. And that's why black women are the stable mate of the community, because we're the ones who, we weren't moved around like that. It was the men who were moved around like that. And you know, men have a detachment because of that. And white people, y'all can sit here and say, oh, I'm being this. Forget you. Forget you. And it goes to sports. Black athletes are treated way different than white athletes. And when a black athlete gets with a white woman, all of a sudden, if he does anything to her or have any type of disagreement with her, he's got to pay out the yin-yang. But the same thing when a black man does it to a black woman, you know, then, no, it's going to be pushed under the rug. Black-on-black crime is accepted. White-on-black crime is never accepted. And that's what gets – and I'm not saying that anyone – let's get this clear. I'm not condoning domestic violence on nobody. But society has said that it is okay for a black man to hit a black woman because we deserve it. That's the way you discipline us. But it's not okay for a black man to hit a white woman because you just don't do that because she's superior. Yet it's still, when you look at ancient times, black people are the only ones who were true kings and queens. Queen Nefertiti, one of the most famous women in the world, a black woman. The queen of Egypt, despite what everybody may think, was not Liz Taylor.
No.
I mean, Cleopatra was not Liz Taylor. Cleopatra was a black woman.
Yeah, there's nothing close to Elizabeth Taylor.
Therefore, this is another way that we have been degraded. And until we take it upon ourselves to teach our people, and instill in our people, and this is something that we have to do. We can't ask white people to do this. Our athletes,
no,
I'm sorry. I know that you love who you love, and I'll bite the bullet on this one. Call me racist. I think you should go find you a black woman. You know, there are black women who want you for you.
That's right.
I have a girlfriend. I won't mention her name. And when I say true girlfriend, we grew up together. She's married to a former pro athlete. And when she met him, she did not know who he was. Now, grant you, I'm from Detroit. And back then, all Detroit athletes hung out in the community when we were growing up. I have to believe her when she said, because even when she told me what her new last name was, I was like, is that so-and-so? She's like, yeah. This is how we were raised. But guess what? They've been together. Okay, their marriage on last longer than mine. So they've been together about 25 years.
Yeah.
You know, and that's being honest. And she did not only marry him, she raised his child that he had before they got married.
Which is not easy to do.
Therefore, that's the example of a black man getting with a black woman. And when I say they done had some problems, their problems are in public. You know, and I don't bring up her problems because she knows they're all in the news. I mean, her problems have been in the newspaper here locally. But along with the problem, there are problems that normal people have. It's just because of who he is. Theirs went into the paper. Most people don't go on the front page of the paper like his did. And they didn't have any, their problems were not felony related or anything. They had some problems that people have. You know, they made some bad financial decisions and it got publicized. Well, me and you make bad financial decisions, it don't go on the front page of the New York Times. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But the difference is a white woman would have sat there and been pointing a finger. A black woman is like, deal with it. We human too. Move it on.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
So, Prince Fielder, I'm so sorry that you got hurt. But if you was a real dude, you'd take that $24 million and donate it back to the Tigers. Because Lord knows that you still got another 70-some-odd million that you're getting from another team that you just retired from. And your crocodile tears, baby. You keep saying how you'll never be on the field again. You know what? Save me the violin. You may not ever play again, but it's not that you'll never be on the baseball field again, because they didn't tell you that you couldn't coach. They didn't tell you that you couldn't be a trainer. They told you because of the nature of your injury. So I really hate when I hear players give these weak crocodile tail things, and I don't know what I'm going to do. Really, shut up. Grow a pair of balls. What it is that you're trying to figure out how you're going to pay alimony to old girl because, see, she hit you up for all that money based on your Detroit contract, and you still got to pay her.
Mm-hmm.
If you had to a black woman, yeah, I might still be married.
Might.
I didn't say you would. I said you might still be married.
Exactly. But that's what I'm saying. That's a key word, Mike.
But
in all fairness, I'm not saying in this particular case, when certain athletes do break down and cry, some of it is real because it's all they know. They've been playing since they were young kids. And especially
so
one
he hasn't played since he was a young child. He grew up on the baseball field. But you know what? He wasn't worth the money that we paid him. And I say that honestly. I say that he's never been worth the money.
But whose fault is that? Back of the organization. That's their fault. They didn't have to pay him. They did, right?
I understand that. But what I'm saying is that he's not crying because he's not going to be on the field. He's crying because the money ain't going to be there no more.
He
knew when he got that contract, he wasn't worth it.
But
in
all fairness.
And like I said, if you knew when they was having marital problems, when she refused to move to Detroit. Now, I can tell you this. Detroit ain't the best city, but it ain't the worst. She refused to leave Detroit. She stayed in Miami. She refused to move here. And what type of woman refuses to move with her man? Now,
that's weird.
With baseball, they do travel a lot, and I understand that. You know, and I understand that even though the home team is Detroit, they might only be here for, what is it, half of the games are actually played in their own stadium.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like a 50-50 thing. But still, you're telling me that you couldn't move here. I mean, we have beautiful homes inside the city. We have beautiful homes outside of the city. I mean, Calvin Johnson still lives here. The Pistons still live here. The Tigers still live here. There are places that they could have moved. I mean, if she's afraid about being around us regular old black people, she didn't have to be around us. We didn't want to be around her anyway. I'm just saying. I'm just putting it out there.
Yeah,
if Arkansas was, you know, she would have to be around the regular, ordinary people, baby. We ain't want to be around you anyway. But you had to go on and keep your butt down in Miami and keep them boys there, and that was your downfall. That was your downfall. And whatever your new alimony payment is, I hope that you're happy with it. But more so, Prince, I hope that you realize I truly feel that if you would not have gotten with her, you might still be playing. Because you could tell, and remember, I actually said it on the show. I said his problem is that he's having marital problems, and then remember shortly thereafter that he got a divorce.
Yeah.
Because remember when he was playing horrible, I was like, his problem is that he had problems at home with his wife. And you was like, Miss V, you sure? And I'm like, yeah, I know it.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, I think my tweet said it, remember?
Prince Philip and his wife are separating.
Yeah.
I told you. And that's when he was playing crappy. I mean, the whole thing, and to make this even more so, the majority of pro athletes, you know, when there's problems in their relationship, they play like crap. I don't know how Calvin made it stay in playing so good. Apparently, he had his girl trained, but then you know what? His woman works in the front office for the Lions. Therefore, she knew not to mess up his game. Because, you know, you mess up the game, you mess up the money. I'm just saying,
that doesn't mean
that she was trained. It means that she knows. So there's a difference because she saw it on a daily basis. She saw what happened with relationships where things happen.
Mm-hmm.
But these other chicks, you know, she might have been the cocktail waitress at some bar he went to, and he thought she was cute, and she slipped him her number or whatever. Or maybe, you know, they was driving down the street and he saw the blonde hair, blue eyes, you know, as you say, Becky with the good hair, and he was like, oh, she cute, and next thing you know, she did some things to him that we can't mention on the station. And it went from there. When black men see us on the street, and that's where outside of the car, they don't really holler at us. Because, see, black men have an attraction to the rear end. That's what their focus is. Becky with the good hair just don't appeal to, you know.
To Bubba.
And it's a lot of white men. And it's a lot of white men that Becky with the good hair don't appeal to. Because they didn't realize that, you know, black women, we don't care who you are. We stick by your side. You know, if the love of my life, Sterling, would have been married to a black woman instead of who? Well, his wife might as well be like a black woman because she don't want to sue the side piece. So, you know, that's a bad example. Let me not use that. So I was going to say, let me, you know, change that. I can't use that example. But what I will say is that the majority of white women don't do it. They just don't.
They usually go to the house. He's still family now. John. Well, one thing that Prince Fielder is lucky, though, at least, unlike football, all the money is guaranteed. So he would be really crying if he was a football player.
Oh, my gosh.
My money is
gone. And that signing board's been gone.
At least football. And not to change topics.
I was
going to
say, there isn't in football a lot of their money. It's because in football, part of their contract, and this is, I can't remember if it was, someone told me. I don't think it was you, but when it comes down to football, they actually, part of their contract, part of that money is their nonprofit. So that's why they have the nonprofit, because remember, MLB is not a nonprofit. The NFL is a nonprofit.
Okay. So.
So,
yeah, it's a good, yeah, I'm just saying that.
I was just saying that,
you know, when you hear contract signings of NFL players and you hear the full contract, that number that they put out there first, not all that's guaranteed. They're just telling you, if this person don't get cut, that's what they say. Let's say, for example, I'll just use a prime example. So-and-so got $150 million and 80 of it is guaranteed. You know, so you hear that. You don't hear that in basketball and football. You know, I mean, basketball and baseball. Whatever you hear the whole contract is, that's what they get, no matter what. If they will fall down the stairs the next day and, God forbid, their career is over, they will still get that money. The only thing is the insurance company. It all depends. If he got hurt during a game and they can't play no more, then the insurance company could kick in, which every team in pro sports have, where they could get that money back. But if it's at home, that all depends. Do they see it as, did he put himself at risk to a point where they could, hey, you know.
And see, that's
why
I'm thinking with Prince Fielder, the insurance company will probably pay that money to him. Because his is a injury on the field that was not an off the field injury.
Oh yeah, that's let's make that clear. I'm not saying that with Prince Fielder. I'm just saying in general.
I was just saying for anybody who was listening, you know, to understand that for him, you know, even though I still don't like that the Tigers gotta pay that money. And like I said, I don't like it because, you know, we got rid of him for a reason. And my whole thing, and this is my personal opinion, not anything that I know, but I feel like this. When we get rid of you, whoever we send you to, which I know part of the deal was that we would pick up part of this when we got rid of him. But I think it comes to a point when you sit there and say, you know what, yeah, I got rid of your thank bud. But you know what, y'all want him. Y'all taking everything to go with him, including this, so y'all can pay the rest of it. I know that was not the agreement. Let's get that clear to everybody. I know that was not the agreement because there are deals where the agreement is that the other team will take the liability from the other team. This was not the case for him. But see, they wanted him gone so bad, they was willing to do anything to get rid of him. You know, and let's make it clear. When he started having a miracle problem, it was showing on the field. It was showed on the field. And said that a lot of people, and the one thing I would say, a lot of people, when things happen, it and this is in all jobs. This is not just pro sports, but at all jobs, it seems that when people have marital problems, depending on the strength of the person, will depend on if you know they're having marital problems. There are some people you never know they're having marital problems. Others should be like, oh, God, they, you know, they fighting with their spouse today. You could just tell, you know. I don't care if it's a man or a woman. Some people don't know how to leave their, some people don't know how to check their emotions at the door, as they say.
True. That's a good point.
You know, and with pro athletes, you know, the majority of pro athletes check their emotions at the door. What they don't forget, what they forget to check is they forget to check their women and tell them to not go down on them before a game. That's normally their problem. Because remember when, you know, I've said a lot of times when Matthew Stafford is playing good, his wife ain't around. You know, I think she realized after that one season, and she probably heard a lot of people say it, quit getting with him the night before. You know, y'all make enough money. Go to a hotel. We have some beautiful hotels by Ford Field. Beautiful hotels. As a matter of fact, I'm sure that y'all got a suite at Ford Field. Why don't you go banish his butt to the suite? Banish his butt to the corporate suite that has the nice bed in there, okay? I'm serious because people don't realize some of those suites at the baseball, football, basketball stadiums, I don't care which one it is. Some of those things, even though they say you're not supposed to have 24-hour access, we know that's a lot, right? We all know that's a lot, right? When you pay that much money, you got access when you want to. That's why some of them have bedrooms. I mean, take a good look. I mean, no, just take a good look. If you ever look when they show the people up in the actual suites, the ones that have the good windows, you see why there's an extra door. That's why. Now, first of all, the furniture is awesome. Remember, I have furniture from the Silverdome, so I know the furniture is awesome.
Imagine Ford Field.
And they said that the couch. Now, this is what I was told. The couch that I got, they had just did renovations at the Silverdome before the roof collapsed, the furniture that I got came from one of, they said it came from Mr. Ford's suite because they had just refurnished his suite. So they said my couch that I got came out of his suite that it wasn't even 3 months old because they had just furnished it. So I got like a $1,000 leather couch for $35 for two end tables.
Yeah, practically, you know, basically.
What else is going on? Oh, the Tigers suck. The I have a problem right now with my Lions. I'm going to have to put this out there.
Go ahead.
I don't know if you've seen it, but I need to find out for anybody who's listening. Is Eric Ebron okay? Because they did what we call the Lions Field Day.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lions Field Day is when they do like a little scrimmage with each other on the field, and it's
okay.
open to the public, and they also showed the Lions new cheerleaders. I did not go. It was free. It was this past Saturday at Ford Field. Eric Ebron got hurt.
How did he get hurt? How did he get hurt? Was it a scrimmage play?
It was on the field, and they haven't said anything since he got hurt,
mm-hmm.
but they said that if it was just a sprain, he would be back. If not, it was a season-ending injury if it was other things.
Yes.
I'm trying to pull it up right now. So apparently it wasn't season-ending. I haven't heard anything about his season being over, but then I'm just saying that good work, Lions. You know, we don't have Megatron no more. We don't have him. Why didn't you just let Eric sit on the side and look cute? You know you need that boy.
Yeah. So you know
nah,
one
y'all
life.
Gotta.
Yeah, all
y'all
those people
gotta
come
show
in
up
there.
For the fans for free.
Yeah.
It was free.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like they paid their money.
I know.
You couldn't let him sit his butt on the side.
Yeah.
See, when I pay my money, I want to see him play. I feel like this. Now, I will be honest. When I go to a free game at the field, it's only because it's a real game, not to scrimmage with each other. And don't get me wrong, I love the fact that they're opening up to the public because there are quite a few people in this community that cannot afford to go to a Lions game. That will never. This will be the only opportunity that they get to go.
That's right.
You know, because they cannot afford the tickets.
Absolutely.
I don't happen to be one of those people. You know, and it's not because I can't, you know, I'm blessed to say that I can afford to go to any game that I want to for the right amount of money, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, now that my daughter has a new job, her job actually gives her free tickets to the game. So,
nice.
last year we got tickets because she hollered at a lion who got cut. This year we're getting tickets because the job is getting the tour. So, you know,
yeah.
I just haven't made out. And then, remember, I, you know, work around people who have season tickets to the baseball games. I have not bought tickets yet. Actually, we've been waiting on my daughter's work schedule because we all know I go places with my road dog. We all know I go with my road dog to these games.
Mm-hmm.
But if y'all ain't never watched me on, what's it, Instagram? Whichever one. You know, I'm normally posting when I'm at games and stuff. So, yeah, and, you know, we did not, last year was the first year in a while we did not go to a hockey game. Shocking.
Mm-hmm.
I forget. Oh, I know why we didn't go to the hockey game, because the hockey game we were supposed to go to was on the same day that we went to that Lions game.
Oh, okay.
That's why we didn't go to the hockey game.
Yeah, the Hail Mary from Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Oh, God.
Thanks for reminding me. You know, I think I was still cussed. You know, I cussed. We all know how bad I cussed.
What a night that was. What a night you had.
And then I had to call the police.
On top of that.
That's what I'm saying. For those who don't know, y'all going to listen to that old show. I had to call the police on the police after the doggone Detroit Lions Packers game. I had to call the police on the police for impeding traffic. But those don't know what that means. It means that the police decided to block off the entire freeway for the Packers to get them to the airport. They wouldn't let nobody go past. Well, the problem is that they made it where nobody in no lanes could go past them. I understand having a convoy, but they were the Green Bay Packers, not Detroit Lions. On top of that, let me tell you who needed the security. The Packers didn't need the security. Let's keep it perfectly clear. The Packers did not need security. The Lions needed security, The Lions needed security after the way they played.
Mm-mm-mm.
Not the Packers. But And then the police going to look at me because I did give them the finger. But after I called the police on the police, it's when the police moved out the way. Now, what sense do that make? How many people call the police on the police?
A few and in between. Very few niggas. That was a rare case.
But see, the reason why people don't call the police on the police is because they don't know the law.
Mm-hmm.
There are certain things that the police cannot do. The only time the police can do something like that would be if it was a hostage situation, and then they wouldn't be driving down the freeway. Guess what? They would be stopped.
Mm-hmm.
It was the Packers. It was the Green Bay Packers, okay? They was trying to get out to get back on their charter plane to get out. Guess what? Y'all didn't need the protection. The Detroit Lions needed it. I'm just saying.
My.
And then the police were out of their jurisdiction. And I'm just going to, this is a little piece of advice for people who don't know. The only police that are allowed to cross jurisdictional lines is when there is a true police state. When there is a true police chase, they can cross jurisdictional lines.
Yes, you said it then.
But when it is a funeral procession for a fallen officer or a law enforcement individual, they are allowed to cross jurisdictional lines. Aside from that, they're supposed to hand off the escort to another branch, to another department. That is what they're supposed to do when you're doing escort service. This is not just in Michigan. This is all over the country. This is why they have jurisdictional lines. The fact that Detroit Police, which is a piss poor police department, made it a point to go from the city of Detroit to the city of Romulus, which is, for those of y'all who don't know, we're talking, they went through the city of Detroit, and I'm going to name off these cities so you'll know how many cities. The city of Detroit, then they went through the city of Dearborn, then they went through the city of Melvindale, then they went through the city of Allen Park, then they went through the city of Taylor, and then they had to go through the city of Romulus, which is where the airport is.
Damn.
That's six cities.
Yeah. Damn.
And they never hand it off.
Man, I thought it was just one, let alone six. Damn. That's
six
a lot.
Different.
That's ridiculous. One's bad enough. Six?
And people say, how do I know this? Because I'm the person who lives in Romulus. They started this in Detroit. Therefore, when I called the police on the police, they really had an issue because they had to transfer me over to state police who had to tell. Now get this, state police had to tell Detroit police to back off because they were getting complaints.
Oh. Wow.
So, can you imagine how pissed they were that I called the police on them? Because literally what the police did, he kept coming over on me to make sure I wouldn't pass, which there was no reason to do that. Yeah. I could care less about the Packers.
I was going to get home.
Yeah. I done seen this game. I done seen them lose. I done got pissed. I done got mad. And this is what I got to deal with.
They ain't going to make it worse. You do.
You done lost your mind.
That was a great pass, but I wish I was kept.
Now, I was highly upset about that.
Mav was an understatement. Maybe it was just under a conniption, I would say. Maybe a little lower, maybe. my God.
You know, so to when people don't understand when I say how upset I was, you know, there is an abuse of power. It was the Packers. But I wouldn't care who it was. The fact that it is a football team. It was not the president of the United States.
No.
You know what? Let me tell you something. If they would have done that for President Barack Obama, I would understand. You know why? Because, see, you got some nuts out here. But guess what? The difference between the Packers and the President of the United States, and I'm sure they do it in your city because they do it in most cities.
Absolutely.
Do not use this particular way because the person is coming in town. You might want to find an alternative route.
That's what they do. They always give that warning. Big time. They give it warning.
You might
want
to avoid this area because the person is coming in town. You might want to find... better yet, go
That's
find
right.
something else to do. Because your mouth is getting ready to get held up because the big chief is in town. And it, you know, and it's whenever the president of the United States, I don't care who it is, when the president comes to your town, your life gets turned upside down if you need to go the same direction that they're going. Therefore, you are forewarned. Listen, just put your life on hold because the big cheese is in town and your life don't matter.
Then that's the bottom line. That's the truth. Fact.
But the Green Bay Packers, the Detroit Tigers, the Detroit Lions, the Detroit Red Wings, the Minnesota Vikings, you know, the Dallas Cowboys, the Cleveland Indians, whomever it is, do not want that type of security. And I'm being very honest.
And
when you disrupt traffic for a sports team, then you are really, first of all, you're wasting taxpayer dollars. Second of all, like I said, I named off all the jurisdictions that they drove through. Come on now. And anybody who watched the news know that at least once a day something happening in the city of Detroit that it gets reported on the national news somehow, some way. And it ain't normally because they were sitting there giving out Girl Scout cookies. I
yeah.
You ain't hearing about no Detroit police officers delivering no babies. You ain't hearing about them, you know, helping getting the cat out the tree. You're not hearing about them helping an old lady walk across the street. You're normally hearing about them going to a murder scene or them in a police standoff. You know, I'm just saying, and Detroit police, if y'all listen, understand, I'm not bashing you. I'm just keeping it real. Y'all talk about all the good y'all do in the community, but I've been gone 2 years from the city, and I still don't know what y'all do good. I'm just saying. I'm just keeping it real. You know, I never saw the police come up to my door ask me how I was doing. You know, as a matter of fact, I had to quote the MCL to y'all because y'all don't even know the laws that y'all was supposed to be, you know, protecting. You know, and therefore, since I know most of your officers don't even know what the MCL, and for anybody who don't know what the MCL is, every state has it different, but it's the MCL is the Michigan Code of Legal Law. And it's really laws that you can, you know, it's offenses for Michigan criminal law. It might be Michigan criminal law. But either way, it's offenses that are covered under these different codes. You know, when you see on, and let me tell you what y'all all relate to. You know how when you watch Law and Order? This is defendant, They're being charged with felony murder, you know, code 75.43.3. These are codes that are Michigan, that are written down in the laws of the state. And each one of these laws have a crime that's associated with it. And that's all that is. But when the officers don't understand the MCL, maybe you need to go back and teach them the MCL before you sit there and tell them things they can and can't do. See, when the citizens are the MCL better than the officers, the problem. That's not good. Again, I am an exception because I have a degree in public law. And for anybody who thinks that I just have that little piece of paper and I have my rear end on the internet, no, I use my piece of paper on a daily basis. That gives y'all a little bit of an idea of what I do. I use my little piece of paper on a daily basis. Very regularly. Oh, my God, I use that piece of paper every day. You know, I don't have to tell nobody what I got mine in because you're like, listen, you know how people have their degrees in their offices? Mine is in my office at home. I have mine in my office at work. But I've been thinking about putting it up at my job because I'm tired of people being stupid. Just to step it in some people's faces.
You think they're right?
Yeah. But That's I've been trying to pull up this Eric Ebron story. That's believe it or not while we've been talking, that's what I've been trying to do. My internet, yeah. I'm telling you, Pookie got in my computer. Pookie got in my computer. I need a new computer. And for people who, you know what? No, I'm going to be honest that I'm that person who everybody knows what my weakness is. Shoes and purses are my weakness. I will hold on to a cell phone until I can't hold on to it no more. I think I got to break down and go buy a new computer. My computer I bought, wow.
How long? Hey, wow. You mean that long? Wow.
Well, you know, computers are only good 3 to 5 years, and then, especially if you don't get a good one, and
that's saying a lot. Doesn't you say wow? I'm like, when
I bought my computer, Windows 7 was the stuff.
Mm.
And you know that every 2 to 3 years they change the program, and we're now on Windows 10.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's at least 5 years old.
Yeah, it's old. So computer years, that's old, yeah.
For a computer that's old, and it has a slow processor. So I've actually been looking for a new computer with a newer processor.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I'm at, and I'm trying my best not to, you know. I'm going to have to bite the bullet, you know. Against my better wishes, I'm going to have to bite the bullet and buy a new computer because it's not my internet connection. It is my speed.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh.
And the only way to deal with that is to get a computer with a better processor. I think I have, I don't even know what type of processor I have. I have an AMD, which AMD processors are not really good processors.
Okay.
And they're for people who don't do what I do. I need a computer that when I go to you, you says, yo, here I am. Not one that says, I'm still thinking. I don't need a computer to think about if it's going to go to a website.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying. I don't need it to debate that. When your computer is debating if it's going to go to a website, there's a problem.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I'm just keeping it very real.
Absolutely.
My computer debates if it goes to certain websites.
Oh.
You know, so that's the whole thing. I'm watching these gymnasts on TV. I think that I want to become a gymnast in my old age. Not because I want to be in the Olympics, but if you ever notice, have you ever seen a fat gymnast?
Hell no.
Yeah, I'm no fat gymnast.
Man,
I think I want to be a gymnast I want to be a gymnast. Because do you know what? Oh, that's right. This is the family friendly show. But the things that you can do with the things that can be done as a gymnast.
Mm-hmm.
And I do want to touch on the Olympics because I know we really haven't talked about it. And after next week, we won't have no more Olympics, so we'll be back to our normal conversations. But I want to, you know, for anybody who doesn't get into it, I get into the Olympics because it's the one time of the year, once every 4 years, where you can count on there not being nothing but sports on TV. I don't care if you're not even interested in that sport. You see different sports. You see swimming. You see golf. You see gymnastics. You see tennis. You see rugby. You see water polo. You see floor hockey. You see, wait a minute, I haven't seen so many sports, and I'm actually liking some of these sports I'm seeing, and I think that, and I'm saying this, being very truthful from the educational standpoint, the number of sports that you see in the 2 weeks that the Olympics are on, I think will get our children more active. We have too many children that think that what's that game that Misty's voice is on?
Grand Theft Auto.
Grand Theft Auto. And don't get me wrong, I love Misty. So if anybody says I'm not bashing Misty, it's just that's what I can think of that game. But when our children think that their exercise is playing Grand Theft Auto, then there's a problem. And the Olympics actually get you up and moving. And again, I commend the makers of Pokemon Go. I do play Pokemon Go. I've said it.
I was about to say about that.
And yeah, it's some idiots out there. Let's keep it real. It's some idiots playing Pokemon Go. But what I do want to say is that if you look, we have some of the our country, not just our children. Our country is one of the fattest countries in the world because we don't move. And
big time.
I work out every morning, so I'm probably the exception to the rule. But when you look at me, I am nowhere near fit at all because I do get lazy. But when I'm smaller than the average 20-year-old female, be it black or white, that's a problem.
Big problem.
And anybody who knows, I'm like the laziest person. I have gotten to the point where I work out not because I want to, because I have to. I'm serious.
Damn, I watch it tell me, you got to move. You got to move. Yeah, I got to put these steps in.
And I'm telling you, my Fitbit, I love. Thank goodness. Technology has its good and its bad points. I have a Fitbit. And the thing with the Fitbit, I do have a good group of friends and coworkers, and we do challenge each other on our Fitbit. So the Fitbit makes me move. That is the one thing I would say. It makes me move because it ain't nothing like looking to see that you're on last. When you see you in last place because your butt ain't walk all day long, oh, that's embarrassing because, see, everybody sees what you done did. So there's a group of 10 of you, and you literally see what each other is doing.
Oh, wow.
You don't want to be that person that only does 2,000 steps and everybody else is doing 10, 12, and 13,000, okay?
Not good.
Like right now, let me tell you what place I am. I'm going to give you guys an idea of how much I love my Fitbit. And I sleep in my Fitbit. So I literally, the only thing you cannot do is shower in the Fitbit. But let's see. It just updated 16 minutes ago. I'm sucking today. Today is a sucky day for me. Let's see. Let's see. I finished my goal day. I'm in second place for goal day. There's only one person ahead of me by 2%. But let's see. We have what we call the work week hustle. And I am in third place. Let me give you an idea of what I won't say to people's names. So I'm going to read the top steps down to the bottom steps. Now, this was updated. This one person, hers updated an hour ago. We're on day 4 of this challenge. She's done 60,414 steps. That was as of an hour ago. As of 16 minutes ago, this other person has done 51,230 steps. That was 16 minutes ago. Then you get to me. Now, I'm in third place. I can handle third place. I've done 51,084 steps, and that just updated. But then the person who's behind me has done 46,231 steps, and that updated 3 minutes ago. There's a person behind that person who's done 39,869 steps. The next person is 33,637. Then below that person, 33,397. Below that person is 23,951. Behind that person, 8,787. They haven't updated in 2 days. The other person is 4,785. They haven't updated in 2 days. You see how that challenges you because you see what everybody else is doing.
That's
and you're
right.
Like, oh, I don't want to be that person at the back. You know.
Yeah, that'd be made fun of. Be embarrassed.
Being number three is bothering me. To see, I know I'm going between number two and number three because I go back and forth. Because me and this person is only 230 steps apart.
Yeah, okay.
That ain't nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, the leader, I'm 9,000 steps behind. Now, if
that's
I went in as winner, that's still not bad, but that's what I'm saying. Fitbit is good for people who sit on their butts because it makes you move.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say it makes you move because You don't want to be that person who said, I ain't do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
That's just not where you want to be.
Exactly.
But that's only if you're a competitive person. If you're not a competitive person, you don't care what that say, to be honest.
Yeah.
But then you're not using your Fitbit either.
I know this is not a commercial for Fitbit.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. You loved it.
You know, so with us being one of the fattest countries in the world, this is what I'm saying. You know, watch the Olympics. Encourage your children. There's something in the Olympics that your kids can do. This Olympics, unlike the Winter Olympics, there's a lot that kids can do. I mean, I even saw table tennis.
You saw ping pong?
Yes. And it's an Olympic sport. Naturally, the Americans weren't up there because foreign stuff hasn't played in quite a while. But I'm just saying. So, you know. If y'all don't know what I'm talking about, go watch the movie Forrest Gump, and we're not being facetious.
Yeah.
It's actually, you know, part of the story. But
usually the Asians are real good at that.
And that's what we're playing against each other also. I have seen beach volleyball. I have seen cycling. You know.
Okay.
And like I said, some of these things I do, we already know that I've done a triathlon, so the cycling really ain't that big of an issue. I've done a marathon, that's already a big of an issue. I've done the swimming, that's not that big of an issue, and I know everybody's like, yeah, Ms. D, you know. No, actually, I've ran a triathlon. I've done a half triathlon. And I can tell you, I won't do it again. I've done what's on my bucket list. You know what they say? You know how you have your bucket list and some things that once you do it, you ain't got to worry about me doing it? And
just
that is just on my list. Like, I'm good. I checked it off.
Check
I'm good.
Off okay.
Have you ever
done
a triathlon? Yes. Done.
I will run
another half marathon. I'm actually, my goal is when I turn 50 to run a full marathon.
Okay.
But aside from that, you know, ain't nobody got to worry about me talking about, oh, I'm going to do another triathlon. I'm good.
Uh-huh.
I'm real good on that one. But I'm just saying, these are sports that you, and I'm not telling everybody, oh, go try to become an Olympic athlete, but you have to move. You know, it's not that hard to move. And I think that if we make our children more competitive, our children are actually really isolated.
Big time.
You know, they don't socialize. And then,
that's the bad part of technology. Now, this is the bad part of technology. It's what you just brought up. This
the kids
right
don't
here.
Socialize. They have no interactive.
Go
and when
the
they're forced, when they're put it, when they're forced, they have to deal with other people. They don't know how to act. And now I don't know if they have it where you at, but now they have this K-12.com schooling where people can be schooled at home where they ain't never got stepped foot in a public school or whatever. You know, I have a problem with some of this.
Yeah, I mean,
I think that if now I will say that I think children, and I'm going to say this honestly. I think children who have, like, phobias. My daughter had a girlfriend who literally she was allergic to the sun. And it's a true condition. And on top of her being allergic to the sun, she has the phobia when she gets around too many people. She can't handle our, like that movie that Sigourney Weaver was in where she did everything from her house and friends. Because going outside really freaked her out.
Copycat. I love that movie. Copycat. Yes.
Yeah, but that's a true phobia.
Oh, big time.
One of my daughter's friends has that phobia. And when I say that it is...
Yeah, no joke.
Well, the whole thing is that when you're a child, you don't realize that you have it until somebody tells you. And I asked her because she does go to concerts. Now, unlike hers wasn't as bad as the woman in the movies, hers is not that bad. Like, she will go, as long as it's not a concert that has doors, you know, like we have these amphitheaters, you know, where there's just like open space. She can handle that, but any place that's closed in, oh, she cannot really handle it. She cannot. She freaks out. And very nice young lady, and very smart. Oh, my God, very smart. You know, but it took her a little bit longer to graduate from high school because she was missing school because of her being allergic to the sun and having that phobia. And I think her being allergic to the sun caused her phobia. I'm being real honest. And when people say, how can you be allergic to the sun? There are people who are allergic to the sun. And I mean, she's one of that small percentage in the entire world that has that condition. But she's like a vampire. She can only go out really at night, where it has to be very, very, very cloudy outside. You know, when I say she's covered like an airport. I didn't want to use the religion because I didn't want anybody to say that I was stereotyping or anything. But she's covered from head here. She's covered from head to toe like an airborne, and it's really hard on her. Now I could see schooling for people like her, but aside from that, make our kids get outside and play. You know, remember when we used to go play in traffic and, you know, mom said just don't get hit by a car, you know.
Yeah.
For those y'all who say I'm telling kids to go play in traffic, I'm not really saying that. I know our parents never did go tell us to go play in traffic.
No.
They did tell us to get out the house, though. Go do something. Get out of my face. Go play.
Okay.
So we have taken up the hour talking about a bunch of stuff that had nothing to do with nothing other than Prince Fielder. But I can't cuss about him, you know, and I refuse to cuss. I've made my opinion. I'm sure we'll get some nasty grams about that.
You say some of that maybe tomorrow, later on in the show. You can reel at me.
No, but I'm just saying, I'm sure we'll get some nasty grams about it because the truth hurts. Let's keep it real. The truth hurts. And in the case of Prince Fielder, I know we spent a great deal of time on him, but the truth about it is that if you are a true sports person, I won't say fan because you don't have to really be a fan to follow sports. But if you really understand sports and everything, you know that that's where his downfall came in. And if you watch other athletes in similar situations, I mean, what's in your face
You know, I just thought of, you know who is the most perfect case and one of the most recognizable person in the sports world where this fits perfectly what you're talking about? Tiger Woods. Think about it.
Tiger Woods.
Think about it. I'm just saying. It just hit me like a ball of lightning. I said, wait a minute, of all of them, and he was, you know, he's considered
at the top,
you know,
of his game.
Michael
he
Jordan
was the best
of his
in
sport.
The world.
He
was put like this. When Nike goes and creates a line of merchandise because you're that popular.
Yep. Yes. That's a lot. And guess what? Since he's been out, Nike's not involved with golf.
They pulled their line they actually canceled that line of merchandise.
Think about that. That's how big Tiger was. And think about it. And what happened there? That's related to this topic, I'm just saying.
The vanilla, again, it's sports. So people say that we don't always sit there and go exactly what's going on with sports. You know, we give our opinion about what's going on. And this just happened to be a long, long opinion of how I felt about the Prince Fielder situation.
You only have so much time.
But I would rather have this opinion than to be talking about the Ray Rice situation. I'm going to be very honest. I'm talking about from what he did before. I would rather be talking about this situation versus that situation.
Because this situation
has no violence involved in it. You know, this just has that's what I'm saying. I would rather be talking about this, in my opinion, versus the domestic violence.
Yeah, that's self-destruction when we talk about Prince Fielder and stuff like that. Tiger Woods. That, yeah, that's different. It's not hurting nobody else but themselves. You know.
So, if I've got to talk about something like that, I would rather talk about Prince Fielder and Tiger Woods in those situations.
No, I don't. Yeah, enough of those.
Because, Lord, no. That's enough negative out there.
Yeah. Okay. Late time.
Tomorrow night, we've got Moda Monster.
Yes,
oh, my
do.
God.
You know,
I'm
it's been over years since we had him.
People. I
yeah,
know.
I hope so. Think about it. Last time we had him on, we had the show on Wednesday. Oh, Thursdays. What was it, Thursdays? Or what? No, Thursdays, right?
Tuesdays.
Whatever it was.
Tuesdays.
Oh, Tuesdays. I'm sorry. iPods. Yeah, that's how wild. It was like last year in the wintertime, I think. I don't know.
Yeah,
that's how long
and
ago.
You know that we're having him on, and
yeah,
all I can do is say wow. That's all I can do is say wow.
You know what
I found
out?
I want everybody who's listening, go follow his Twitter. He's doing so much stuff right now. It's just like crazy.
Yeah, and just read the bio alone. I found out something today just by looking. I mean, he follows me, but I was like, oh, I didn't know this happened. I can't repeat it on this show, but I can say it tomorrow night. If you look at his bio, you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying, right?
I'm going to have to go look at that because now I
no.
You're talking about his Twitter page?
I didn't know. Yeah, you know what I'm saying when you go on their page, you know the bio, you know what I'm saying. And I read that. I didn't know this happened. It's one of those things. Like, oh wow, okay, cool. And I said, oh. When you see it, let me know.
Oh yeah, I did know about that. I just looked at it. Yeah, I did know about that.
Ain't that funny?
I knew about that. You know what? I know about
that. Well, I got to bring that up. You know I got to bring that up. There's no way I have to bring that up.
You know what? As a dude, you have to bring that up. But
Hell yeah. I just know I saw that and said, oh, I got my question. But it's cool. It's like it's cool and it's funny at the same time. It's like... I think it's awesome.
You know what? All I can do is say that, you know, I love Mo. I could talk about anything with Mo. You know, Mo is like a brother to me. So it's like, so I'm, you know, like, I know everybody said, did she just say like 5 million times? Is she back in the valley? No, I'm not. But Mo is one of those individuals who, if I were to send him a text and say, y'all need you to come in town, I don't think he would charge me an arm and a leg if I needed him for an event. You know how some people, you come in town and be like, this my fee is this amount of money, blah, 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 blah.
Other people,
you know.
Yeah.
And he's one of those people, but then people have to remember that when I asked him to be on the show, I did a public request, but then I sent him a private text message. So what you guys see on Twitter is not how our conversation goes on. You know, when I send a lot of these people text messages, they normally contact me. I spent a great deal of today working on the Bees After Dark website. I realized that I am an idiot. It's official. I am not smarter than a fifth grader. And I'm going to be honest. I don't think I'm smarter than a second grader because this is supposed to be simple. I'm rebuilding the website. I'm going to say this real quick because this is all G-rated. This, you know, it was recommended that I go to WordPress because WordPress now has an e-commerce side. And the majority of this stuff is free and you can upload. And since I already have my hosting company, I'm not worried about that. I realized I am not smarter than a fifth grader. I'm not smarter. And
but yeah, at least you admit it though. But you know, at least you admit it.
But this is sad because this is supposed to be easy, and
Actually, let's
really,
rephrase that.
You know,
you're not smart in a smart trick, right? Let's rephrase. Let's make it.
I mean, what'd you say?
That's
I'm not smart. What?
You know, let's rephrase that. You're not smart in a smart fifth grader, not just any fifth grader. Let's make that.
Oh, yeah, I'm not smarter than a smart fifth grader.
Thank you. Yeah.
You know, I am not smarter than the smart fifth grader. You know, when they say, are you smarter than a fifth grader? Let's get something clear. No. it's official. No. And they say part of having a problem is a minute that you have one.
Yep.
I'm not smarter than a fifth grader.
Look at it. Again,
wait a minute. What's the exact words? They say part of recovery is admitting that you have a problem.
Yeah. You got the first step. So
I am making it official. I am not smarter than a smart fifth grader. I thought I was, but today proved it. I've got to go find a smart fifth grader. I'm gonna have to go grab my next door neighbor's son.
Oh,
I think he's a fifth grader.
Okay.
So, you know how I've been yelling that this website is gonna be up and it's gonna be running, and all I need is one of those good nighttime motivational things. I had a daytime motivation. It didn't work. Part of it, I will say, is a processor on my computer, though. I think I'm going to, because things that need to load and unload, it's just like taking forever. So, no, I'm not smarter. And I have taken everything off this computer. I have moved so much stuff to my external hard drive. It is official.
Well.
That it's the processor. And AMD processors, and I had to go look it up. You know, we know I'm a little geeky person, so I'll go read stuff. And what I've read is that it's just that this type of processor is not made for what I need to do.
Ah, there you go.
I need boom, 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 and it's like, no, no, no.
Yeah, and it's so, so slow.
No.
You don't work, and I know now. Well, we might as well be the dude, I guess.
So we're going to tell everybody good night, and tomorrow night, y'all listen. I will be on time. I will not be inebriated.
Yay, maybe. You won't be on the road. You actually be home?
I will actually be home.
Very good.
For anybody who didn't listen, but I did try last week, you know that I was, what I tell you,
yes.
We all know that I was, well, put like this, James will tell you he knows I was sober because I sent him a message saying, hey, I'm just waiting on them to bring my food.
Mm-hmm. I still got the text.
And I called in on time.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. You thought this, you know, the countdown, you know, when you call in, for those of you who don't know, how Blog Talk works, you know, you have to call in 15 minutes before the thing starts, you know, in order for the show to start time, you know, all that other stuff. It's cool.
And I was on time with all that. I mean, it's just that, I was on time because they took forever bringing my food.
Absolutely. That's awesome.
That's all I gotta say. I'm gonna post up because I'm literally sitting. Okay, I can't say what I gotta say because this is a family friendly show. I'm hot.
Yeah, it's hot as hell.
So I want everybody to like have a great evening. If you are someplace where it's hot, in all seriousness, please go check on people who have heat ailments. It's supposed to be, at least here in Michigan, it's supposed to be, we're supposed to have another 3 days of it being hot. So for people like myself who have asthma and bronchitis, please check on people. Make sure that the elderly are okay. You know, if you notice that someone, there's no movement in their house, especially like this, a lot of times you won't see movement in people's houses because they really just want to do things. Make sure that the elderly are cutting their ACs on because they'll be trying to save money. Oh, I can handle this, and they'll die of heat stroke in their own home. So please check on your neighbors. Please check on your pets. Please be safe. It is extremely hot outside, and we want everybody to be safe. You know, and if you need to bring someone into your home, I'm not saying go, now let's put this out there. I'm not saying go get the homeless person off the corner. I want to make myself clear on that. Because I don't want nobody saying, Ms. V said go get. No, that's not what I'm saying.
No.
What I'm saying is that your neighbors, you know and trust, check on them. Because those are the ones who may need you. You know, if there's a neighbor who you know is elderly, bring them into your home so that they can, you know, cool down. Now, that is my biggest thing. Make sure you look out for them.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, what I'm trying to look up real quick is about Eric Ebron. I finally got one of the websites to pull up, but like I said, my processor is slower than slow. And it's slow.
Like this.
I need a new processor. But I need a new computer.
That makes it when the humidity is not good.
And believe it or not, you guys were there. Ooh, that's another reason why it's running slow. God, even my computer is hot. Well, I just turn normally my computer is cold.
Wow.
And I have a fan that blows onto my computer constantly.
Yeah. Yep.
My entire computer is hot, so that explains exactly why my computer is running even slower.
Yeah, that's not good.
Not good at all. When I say it's hot to the touch, I just opened up the area that my computer is in, and there's a fan blowing on it. Like I said, I keep a fan that I have sitting behind it to blow on it all the time. That's what. It's not even cooling it down.
Wow.
Which means that it's extremely hot.
Yes.
Because normally my computer is cool when I touch it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I'm looking at, I think I finally got where I could get the Eric Ebron information. Okay. come on. I know y'all are like.
Really?
I don't know. I have to know about this. I have to. I have to. I have to
the
know
winner
about
is,
Eric Ebron.
Nope.
You know what?
I'm
just gonna type in Eric Ebron. You know that's probably better.
Yeah, let's see. Yeah, it sounds like early. A day early.
Hey.
Yeah. Let's see. Wait. No. Wait. Oh, wait. Oh. Oh, wait a second. And no. And not yet.
I got it.
Found anything yet?
I guess you did. Okay.
Yes, I did. Okay. It was Eric Ebron's leg that was injured.
Oh.
And he got injured over the weekend. Oh, stupid thing. The headline says Lions Eric Ebron won't talk about injured leg. That's not normally a good
okay.
thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess it is because apparently he's back on the field. So, trying to get the whole article, but naturally,
as
you
know. I should say as usual. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, in this case.
Yeah. In this case, because my computer is so hot, that explains why it's going slow. For anybody who don't know, computers have a natural mechanism where they will slow down when they get too hot.
Yep.
And my computer is extremely hot right now, so.
Okay.
But
you think
I have good old, wait a minute, you know what? I have good old backup next to me. Remember, I have more than one computer. I keep forgetting
yes,
about sir. That sometimes. You know, I have my main computer that I use, but because
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to be okay. Okay, apparently he's not
awesome.
Out for the season.
Oh, okay, you found finally? Okay.
No, it's just not scrolling the way I want it to scroll. It's taking
yeah.
time to scroll, so I'm pulling up my other computer.
Gotcha.
And that has to do with the processor, people. For those of y'all say, oh, no, it's the processor speed on your computer when it does that and the heat. This is a combination of both. This is a processor that's slow and a overheated box, which means that actually when we get off the air, I'm going to literally take the computer all the way down for the evening. And the reason
mm-hmm.
why I'm going to do that is so that it'll get the processor time to cool off and it won't be running
mm-hmm.
and I'll let the air circulate into the box where it's at and everything. And for those
mm-hmm.
y'all who say, why do I know all this? Listen, you can't own a computer and not know stuff like this.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know stuff like this, then you kind of lost. I'm just saying.
Then you're also not smarter than a fifth grader or fourth grader or third grader. Like a grader.
True.
Grader.
You're not even smarter than a 4 year old. Forget a fourth grader.
Or is it?
I'm just saying. You know. Yeah, we have to call you out if you don't understand what we're talking about on that part because there are some things that you know you say, oh this, oh that, and then other things you say. Let me go on and deal with that. But what I'm pulling up is the actual article. Oh, now it wants to move better. Okay, here's the article. Alan Park, when it comes to Eric Ebron's injured right leg, mum is the word. If nothing else, the positive news is the Detroit Lions tight end attended Monday's practice walking with just a mild limp while watching the session from the sidelines. He was not wearing a cast or walking boots. That alone should full fears. He ruptured his Achilles tendon after needing to be carted off the field during the team's mock game at Ford Field on Saturday. Ebron avoided the media after practice, walking the long way around to take a side entrance through the team's weight room back into the practice facility. Although easily within earshot, he did not acknowledge reporters' request for an interview. Coach Jim Caldwell fielded a half dozen questions on the topic, but declined to elaborate on Ebron's injury or how long the tight end could potentially be sidelined. I'm not going to talk about injuries or anything, Caldwell said. You guys should know that by now. But given Caldwell's history of providing updates for season-ending conditions, the long-term outlook for the situation doesn't appear as dire as it did in the immediacy of the injury. A final tea leaf worth reading came when the Lions announced a roster move before practice and it didn't involve adding a tight end. Instead, the team swapped out receivers, waiving Damon Copeland and signing Alex Chisholm. I don't know who that is. Even with all the positive signs, the still lingering potential of a long-term injury highlights a bleak picture of Detroit's tight end situation. The team is already in at that position with Brandon Pettigrew still recovering from an ACL tear suffered in December and Tim Wright on season-ending injury reserve also with an ACL injury. That leaves the Lions a depth chart top five, blocking tight end Matthew Mulligan and undrafted rookie Cole Wick. The 6'6", 225-pound Wick, who made a strong impression earlier this offseason, has seen an immediate increase in reps with the first-team offense for Ebron out. Lions linebacker Tahir Whitehead and Stephy Glover Quinn comment on playing against Pittsburgh Steelers Ben Roethlisberger, Le'Veon Bell, and Antonio Brown in upcoming combined practice. Daniel Mears, Detroit News. Yeah, he's growing Caldwell. Okay. Basically, Ebron is not out.
That's the bottom line.
No, that's the bottom line.
Long story
that's
short.
All I want to know what's
long story
about
short.
Long story short, I'm not getting ready to read that whole article.
Yeah.
You know, because the rest of it isn't talking about Ebron.
Mm-hmm.
So, at the end of the day, he's not out, you know, which that was the concern, him being out.
Mm-hmm.
He's not out. That's a good thing. That's what I wanted to talk about. But that's a big concern, you know.
Yes, it is.
So, for... So we want to tell everybody, because we know we'll get cut off, that
yes,
we will talk to you guys tomorrow night on that show that we don't even try not to talk about on here that much. But come back, follow me on Twitter, Facebook, you know, them good things, and follow James and all the good things. And
yes,
have a great night, everyone. Oh, remember, stay cool. So,
yes.
You know what? I've never said this, but ladies and gentlemen, go take an ice shower. Have a great evening, everyone.
Oh. Yes. Bye, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
Stay cool. Don't be a fool. Stay cool. Peace. Bye.
Peace. Bye.